The Broken Plough, a prose poem. Walking through an abandoned high country meadow, I stumble upon an old broken plough. It's rusted and earthy red, and looks like it was left right where it broke, now slowly disappearing into the rocky soil it once turned, as if the earth were quietly correcting our mistakes. 100 years ago, I can imagine a tough-as-leather homesteader finally giving in, feeling like his own back were broken, as he set his oxen free and then marched straight out of these mountains, boarding a cattle car to Chicago in a life of rent and wage slavery. That's the hard deal the land cuts with us all. What was the homesteader going to plant here on this acre or two, with soil so thin and nights so cold, snowbound 6 months of the year? It could never be taught to say wheat or corn. The broken plow has the look of someone who has a story to tell, but remains silent because he doesn't think you would listen anyway. So what grows here now are just weeds, deadly corn lilies, and worthless sulfur sink foil. Both plants I know well from the Alps. Weeds that choke the life out of the land, and that are here to stay. The price we pay now for somebody else's cheap beef. This is not how the West was won. The West was never won, but simply subjugated and tied down in a straitjacket of barbed wire and made to scream meat, meat, and more meat. I like this old, rusty, broken plow. Its stubborn silence hits some chord of sympathy within me. As it broke, I imagine a torrent of swearing so loud it could be heard from here to those breaking sod in Kansas. I shoulder my pack and walk on, thinking to myself how good it would be to know more about this old homesteader and to celebrate something of the strength of spirit of this bygone era as a way of, if the winds be with me, beginning the work of bringing life back to this still so full of promise, forgotten land.